that was a hard graft, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, it was. Probably not so much hard graft as it was yesterday. I mean, it was really, really tough yesterday. But first hour this morning did, you know, a fair amount, and fair play to Childs. And obviously, you know, that partnership there was crucial, wasn't it? And it's and obviously the lads down the order have done a really, really, you know, top job. To get ahead of them from where we were, it's a fantastic effort, and probably, you know, shows our fighting qualities this year.
Yeah, I think, what, about 190 for six when you came together last night. And if you'd have gone then, they'd have had a very, very good lead.
Oh, yeah, they'd be in, you know, an unassailable position, wouldn't they, really? You know, we needed to make sure we were still in the game. I've just said, you know, need to make sure we're still in the game. You know, we've done better than that and gone past them, which, you know, is a really, really top effort on that pitch.
What was the difference today? Was it the weather conditions?
Yeah, the overheads, I think. Yesterday it was dark and cloudy all day, and it kind of zipped round and moved sideways a lot more than it did so today. To be honest, I'm surprised, you know, after the first two balls, I think I got a ball in the first over that flew way over my head and one bounce four over the keeper's head. I'm surprised, you know, there hasn't been as much variable bounces as there has, but obviously it's still there, and if you get the ball in the right area, you know, hopefully, you know, we can exploit that in the morning.
Yeah. It's funny, I was just saying over 300 runs today for 7 wickets, and you wouldn't have said that this morning, would you?
No, you wouldn't, would you? It's what a cricket pitch it is. It's something in it for the bowler if you bowl the right areas. Probably there's not been many of the bowlers this game who've consistently stacked it. And for batters, it's tough, really tough. But again, if they bowl badly, you can cash in on that. So it's a really good cricket pitch, yeah.
Still could be a game in this, what, the 100-odd in front, 2 wickets there?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if we have a good half-hour in the morning, or, you know, a mad session, there's every chance we can win this game. And I'm sure all the lads in there will believe that. And if, you know, wickets don't come, the main thing for us is to keep them dry. Because, you know, as long as we don't put them in a position where they can win the game or make it as unlikely as we can, you know, that's, you know, that can only help us.
Yeah. What about your own form? Because you generally contribute in these days. Maybe you didn't bowl as well as you wanted to on the first day, but a cracking knock second innings.
Yeah. A poor first day, really, by my standards. Bit disappointed with that, but, you know, these things happen in cricket. Desperate to contribute to the team cause, and, you know, I'm really glad that I did that with a bat. Hopefully can carry on doing that tomorrow.
I know Bumpy goes on about 150 runs from the last five, and you got more than that today.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah, he does. It's a big thing, isn't it, lower order runs? I think you've seen that all year. Yeah. You know, more often than not, the teams who do well are the ones who contribute down the order. I think these boys did it a couple of years ago when they got promoted, and we're certainly doing it this year. And, you know, it makes a decent score a very good score. You know, if in the past we might have only been 60, 70 behind, but to get ahead of them is a fantastic effort. And all credit to, you know, likes of Shantz, that was a brilliant knock, Mitchie McClenaghan, and even Moz there at the end. You know, those runs are invaluable.